adding to the gaiety of the human condition. In the last couple of weeks, we've seen some enterprising public tantrums by national figures over here in Europe. Ireland's Minister of Justice, Michael McDowell, was incensed when his own department's figures showed that last year the police force had increased by only two. Yes, that's two. Purple of spittle-flecked face, he likened the opposition's Richard Bruton, who had pointed this out, to Hitler's chief of propaganda, Joseph Goebbels. Mr. McDowell is the same minister who a little earlier had associated the Green Party with looters, anoraks, Mussolini, and open-toed sandals. Sadly, he issued a double apology for these transgressions. A fellow minister, John O'Donoghue, added to the exuberance by calling the Greens bicycle tut-tutters and windmill blowers. John Gormley, a senior Green, our party apparatchik, gave as good as he got, telling Mr. O'Donoghue, "You are a sewer rat." Meanwhile, over in Italy, Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi cheered up TV viewers no end when he foolishly showed up for an interview on an RAI TV station. RAI is one of the few Italian networks that he does not own or control, and being under someone else's control is not an experience he is familiar with. An earnest young interviewer, Lucia Annunziata, with a bone to pick, not only asked him uncomfortable questions, but had the temerity to demand that he stop waffling and answer them. Being aggressive and undeferential to politicians is commonplace in Britain, Jeremy Paxman famously so, but apparently most unusual in Italy. She questioned Mr. Berlusconi about the conflict between his business interests and his political position, his handling of the economy, zero GDP growth in 2005, how he could justify to the Italian people his support for the war in Iraq. The sensitive fellow could take no more of this impertinence. Calling his interviewer a left-winger who should be ashamed of herself, he stormed out of the studio in a rage. Then there was the French moment, as we were entertained by more storming out over in Brussels, this time during the twice-yearly EU summit under Austria's chairmanship. Last week, Frenchman Ernest Antoine Seilière, who is president of the EU Employers Federation, UNIS, was delivering an address on economic reform to the heads of all 25 EU governments. Having begun en français, he switched to English, saying that this was now the international business language. A Frenchman speaking English, to an audience which included the French president? Such insolence! It was all too much for the haughty Jacques Chirac. In a fit of nationalistic chutzpah and in best Berlusconi style, the president of France stood up and headed for the exit. Not only that, but he dragged along his two lackeys. Sorry, his two hapless ministers. It was ironic that the theme of Mr. Seilière's talk was the need to resist economic nationalism in the EU's single market. Meanwhile, Mr. Chirac skulked outside the grand meeting room until another Frenchman, Jean-Claude Trichet, president of the European Central Bank, restored Gallic honour by yakking in French. It is incidents such as these that give you faith in mankind. If there were not people such as McDowell, Berlusconi and Chirac, whose juvenile tantrums from time to time provide us all with such entertainment, make us feel intellectually superior, add greatly to the gaiety of the human condition, where would we be? May they long splutter in rage.